During the Great Depression here in the U.S., folks were paid to travel across the South to gather from former captives. And I hate that word slave. It assumes facts not in evidence that there is such a thing. It's called captivity. To gather from former captives their memories of captivity. Okay, let me back up. Wait, because I just realized I use the word, when my very first blog. You know how I know you're a slave? What I'm saying is, if you apply that concept to one, you apply it to everyone. We are all in the same boat. Trust. We are all in Auschwitz, no matter what nice upholstery they give us for that particular cage we're stuck in. And it's simply betrayal to pretend otherwise. But what if we, instead of these folks were gathering memories of captivity, what if we started gathering visions of freedom and good fellowship and the infrastructure that supports it? Collecting these visions from each other globally. Information gathering for founding a free, globally, consciously interconnecting, right? Because we know we are interconnected, you know? Yeah, right. We are all one. Yeah, right. We got the internet to prove it. Yeah. We got all this communications technology. Yeah. But it hasn't been consciously, what's the right word? We haven't created the world using it consciously for us. So we have to start consciously interconnecting for a purpose that we have made. We the people, globally. It seems to me what we're talking about is a globally interconnected network of villages, land gifted to folks who want to engage in this effort. Remember, this ain't about nobody forcing nobody. We don't want your stuff. Trust. That's the point. There is abundance. There's enough for all. Spend some time with the earth and she'll show you. But we need our global interconnections to actually realize that possibility, that potential. If for no other reason than that, power has created so much havoc with its drought-making techniques called solar radiation management. So we have to help each other globally. We have to have each other's backs. They've systematically tried to create a world in which survival is a question for all of us, and some more than others. So we who do have means have to help our brothers and sisters who have been systematically disadvantaged, whose means have been systematically removed from them. We have to do this all together. Which is why if the left punditry don't start coming from that perspective, I'm sorry, they're just carrying power's water. Because we're living things. So it seems to me what we're talking about is a globally interconnected network of villages, land gifted to folks who want to engage in this effort to design a future without force. Because we're living things, at base we want the same things. We want to govern our own lives. We want to own again our own time. There's a Woody Guthrie cartoon I love that shows a man wearing boxing gloves. And in front of him is an alarm clock. And the caption reads, "Punch the clock." Time is essential in order. I mean, it's just, time is just the way they've got us to alienate our own lives from ourselves. Time is essential in order to experience our lives. And so at base, We have to put in place an infrastructure that allows this, allows us to experience our own lives. Village scale is human scale, simply means we get to experience our breathing. See the plants and animals around us. Know the folks with whom we share the soil that feeds us. Notice ways we can increase the love and beauty in the world. And by beauty, I don't mean aesthetic sense, but rather life unfolding as it's meant, and respect for balance. The point is that nothing can matter more than living our gifts and living our interconnections locally and globally, because this is the truth. It means aligning our lives at long last with truth.